G'day, welcome to Partakers ThinkSpot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy and discover what they are sharing with us today.
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7, we find that there are those people who are ever learning and never, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I was approaching two young ladies and two young men who belonged to a certain religious cult. I knew this as I had met the two men previously. They were now resting from their door-to-door visitation at a local coffee house I go to regularly. I had felt deeply concerned for them for some while, and feeling compassion for them after prayer, really felt pressed to ask them a particular question. This question, along with its answer, had been on my mind and heart all morning, and I knew I was meant to use it in my work as an evangelist with someone who God might place in my path that day. Now, it seemed that God had led me deliberately to these particular four people. God is sovereign and never makes a mistake. And so I began. May I ask you a question? I'm unsure as to what your organization would teach you to say to someone you came across who had very little time to live. For instance, I continued, if you as Bible believers were visiting a very sick man who had been told by his doctors he might die at any time, what would be the most important, most wonderful, encouraging news in the Bible you could share with him? Say, for instance, he had only 10 minutes to live. What would be the most important truth from the Bible you might share with him? Now, I must admit I was desiring most assuredly to share the gospel message to all four of these young people before me, who I believed were blinded by their teachers and presented with false teaching concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. So I considered this was a good way to go about it. With this particular cult, they are hungry for questions to be put to them, as they believe that they alone have the answers to life and death, and they just love to impart knowledge to those of us who are ignorant. They just love to be the teacher. So I was pretending I was not as knowledgeable as they were. So how did I get on, you ask? One of the men said, well, I would tell the man it was important for him to address God as Jehovah. Now, I encouraged this speaker by saying, good point. But then I added, but was this the most urgent news he needed to hear at this time? Is there a scripture which would help him in that situation? What was vital in order for this man, if about to die, that he might be assured of a safe arrival in heaven? Surely with eternity at stake, this man needed to be able to hear the answer to this very important question. One of the young men said, well, he hadn't got time to be taught the way to heaven, so I suppose he would miss out. The truth is, they didn't know. So I gently asked if I might quote a scripture which I considered would be a most brilliant illustration to help the dying man, to which they readily agreed. I took them to Acts chapter 16 and the question asked by a very frightened Philippian jailer whose life was about to be taken from him by those who employed him if his prisoners escaped. You see, an earthquake had recently taken place, causing the doors of the cell to come off their hinges, and they were flung open wide, allowing the prisoners to flee. So, what question was asked by this jailer as he fell trembling on his knees before Paul and Silas, who had been his prisoners? Sirs! What must I do to be saved? Paul, instead of running for his life, answered with this most wonderful news that he could give. He said, well, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Now, the young ladies who had been listening intently to what I was saying and what the young men were answering were very impressed by this illustration from the Bible and said, well, yes, that sounds great news, the best. However, they didn't know that it would be upsetting to the young men who were their teachers that morning. These guys who were teaching them what their cult taught was that Jesus is not the Son of God. Yet the Bible addresses Jesus as the Lord Jesus Christ, a term for God. Well, very little else was said after that, but I placed scriptures in their minds, and Hebrews 4:12, look it up, informs us how important that was. I only hope that later they may have looked up Acts 16:31 in its context and saw how that man was gloriously saved through the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, as well as his family, who on hearing from Paul the gospel made a very quick response and became followers of Jesus Christ and, more importantly, were made ready for heaven. You see, my friends, there are none so blind as those who do not want to see, blinded and none so deaf to Jesus' words. These people's minds were closed to the great gospel truth and needed their ears and their eyes opened by God. There are many people who follow teachers who lead them away from the Bible. They teach them only to use the scriptures to their own movement's advancement. Now they're on a slippery slope because it's the blind leading the blind. And they need to be taught a better way and be brought to a true understanding of scripture, which will then place their feet on a sure foundation. And the only sure foundation, very secure, is to be anchored in Christ our Saviour. If you, my listeners, have been taught the better way, which is, of course, John chapter 14, verse 6, be thankful and be ready to share with others as opportunities come your way. Remember, when you do so, to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Bye for now.
Dear loving Heavenly Father, how thankful we are that you have put good Bible teachers on this earth and placed them in our way to show us the truth concerning the way to heaven. Help us to be discerning as to what is the truth and to study God's word, to show ourselves approved by God and to always read the Bible in context, as we know a word not in context is a pretext. Many fall into error because of false teachers. If we are to come to knowledge of the truth, we have to take special care to listen to evangelical teachers who believe all of the Bible and rely on the Holy Spirit to speak through them. We know there are some cults which do not even believe the Holy Spirit is a person sent by you to help us to discern and steer clear of such teachers. Show us clearly which churches are truly biblical and those which are not. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers Monday ThinkSpot. Come and see us again real soon.